to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of your divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith and worship, and bring us at last to see you in your one and eternal glory, O Father, who with the Son and the Holy Spirit live and reign, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and in the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome, and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome the sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good.
And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky, to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth." And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky." So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves of every kind with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things and wild animals of the earth of every kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What an amazing day. We have the Trinity, we have the Great Commission, and baptism. On Sundays after services, I usually go and visit cathedral friends. And last Sunday, I was at Taylor Manor Assisted living when a man called out to me, "Do you have time for a cup of coffee?" I sat down with him at his little table, and he seemed to have something on his mind, and so I said to him, "So, tell me about you." And he did. He began by telling me that he had witnessed the detonation of the first atomic bomb in New Mexico's White Sands Desert. He described all the safety precautions that he had to take. He was to button his collar, button the sleeves of his shirt, put on a hat and glasses if he had them, and stuff his trouser legs into his socks. That was it. He was told not to look at it, but he confessed he'd sneaked a little peek. And he spent the rest of the afternoon telling me all about what it looked like and how it was and the magnificent colors he saw as that bomb mushroomed a cloud up, up over the desert sands. But then the zinger came. He said to me, "Did you know the code name for that was Trinity?" I didn't. And then he said, "I saw your collar. I thought you might be a pastor, so I wanted to ask you a question. What about the other Trinity?" he said. "What does your church believe?" I sat there looking at this man, creased with age, trying to sort out my thoughts. Two Trinities, one with the power to be completely devastating, and the other with the power to be completely life-giving and renewing. How exactly could I explain the Trinity, the central mystery of our faith? It was tough for the Fourth Lateran Council. I decided to spare him those words. I knew St. Augustine had struggled with it as well. St. Patrick used the clover, but I just left all of that. And finally I said, we believe that God is made up of three distinct persons who exist equally as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And each is separate in origin, each is distinct from the other, but they all share the same essence. I finally said, it's pretty hard to buttonhole the Trinity. We just know it as part of the incredible, incredible mystery of our faith, and that it's a vital truth. More than anything, it's how we experience it. It's as God, the Creator, He reveals Himself to us in Jesus, and through which we receive the power of the Holy Spirit at baptism. Wondering if I'd confused him, I prepared for a rebuttal or a correction, but he said with a smile and a wave of his hands, Amen. How relieved I was. Matthew tells us in chapter 26 that at the Last Supper, Jesus said to the 11, After I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. And two chapters later, we read that an angel speaks to the women and they have gone to the empty tomb. And the angel says, Go quickly and tell the disciples that he is risen and he is going before you into Galilee. And just three verses later, Jesus himself appears to the women, reminding them, and you would know what it would be. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Apparently, the messages were delivered because the 11 went to the mountaintop where they knew Jesus would be. And it was there, wrapped in confusion and doubt, they saw Jesus and received the apostolic command. Go to the world and make disciples of the nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to do the things I have commanded. And remember, I am with you even until the end of time. And He is, and He is here now. And today, this special day, He will even wade into the waters of baptism with us when we baptize three little ones. He meets us there with His love, with His blessing, and His power. Hugh Edsel wrote in a book a story about a baptism he witnessed in a Latin American country. And he described the experience, and he said that the family of the baby to be baptized stood in the back of this little church and waited and waited. And when the music began, they began to process down the aisle, singing rather somber, sad Good Friday hymns. The father of the baby carried a hand-hewn wooden coffin in front of him. And the mother carried a bucket of water, which she had drawn from the family's well. Then the godparents came carrying the baby wrapped in a colorful serape. Tearfully, the father placed the coffin on the altar. And then the mother filled it with water. And the godparents handed the baby over to the priest. And holding the baby, the priest asked the questions of obligation. Then, with the child's nose covered, the priest dunked the baby in the water-filled coffin, saying, You have been drowned in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And then the child was lifted up out of the water and presented to the congregation with these words, And you are resurrected with Christ, that you might go forth and love and serve the Lord. An Easter hymn was sung as the priest poured oil over the child and signed the cross, saying, By this sign, the world will always know and you will never deny to whom you belong. About 40 years ago, my sister Jane decided to get married. She was smart and pretty and known for good decisions. She dated lots of young men, and they'd all been welcomed into our household. And one was David. He fit in really well. My brothers liked him. We just didn't know Jane was going to marry him. She caught us all by surprise, and there was a problem. David was Jewish, really Jewish, which meant he was a regular at temple and knew the Torah well. He'd made his bar mitzvah and his family, and his roots were important to him. As the wedding plans progressed, our families lined up on two different sides and seemed to sing back and forth to one another like a Greek chorus. What can we do? There is nothing you can do. Maybe we can change him. No, we don't think so. Maybe he will go to church. No, he goes to temple. Could we get him baptized? No, he's been bar mitzvah. Well, after their marriage, Jane and David lived in Atlanta, and they went to church, and they went to temple. Then David chose to open an office in a building that just happened to house the Episcopal Media Center. And one day, on an elevator filled with God's grace, David met an Episcopal priest named John Westerhoff. And John, Father John, invited David to play a round of golf, and then another, and another, and another. It was an unlikely match of friendship because Father John is an ardent pacifist and a priest, and David was a major general, a soldier, a Jew. Well, no problem, because from there God took over. As time passed, Father John taught David about Jesus and the breadth of God's love and the importance of baptism, which happened at the pond at the 17th hole of the Bobby Jones Golf Club. David chose to do it privately. The first my sister knew of it was when she stood up to go and receive the Eucharist at St. Luke's in Atlanta. David, who had always waited for her in the pew, stood up and went behind her. Jane turned around and whispered, "Are you in the right line?" And he nodded, pointing to his forehead while marking the sign of the cross, and whispered back, "I've been baptized, and I'm in the right line." In a moment, we with Rosemary and Charlie and William will follow the Paschal candle to the font. And there they will be washed in the waters of baptism and anointed with oil, marking them as Christ's own forever. Sealed in baptism, they will receive the gift and power of the Holy Spirit. In time, they too will live out the Great Commission, charged as were the disciples and as are we, to finish what Christ began. They will stand in the mystery of the Trinity, to participate in the mystery of our God revealed to us in the body and blood of Jesus. Then, through faith and power and the power of the Holy Spirit, they along with us will be in communion with the three in one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi, William. How are you? I'd like to invite the candidates the parents and the sponsors to come forward. The candidate for holy baptism will now be presented.
I present
Charles Maddox Beard, Jr.
to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Please present the candidate.
I present William Joseph Doran
to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Would you present your candidate, please?
I present Rosemary Wren Tucker to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life? Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ? Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evil powers of this world, which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? You renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God. Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love? Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord? Congregation will please rise. Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ?
We will.
Let us stand and join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son?
Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? We will now have the prayers for the candidates. Let us now pray for these persons who are to receive the sacrament of new birth. Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. I'd like to invite any children that we have here to come down and to witness this baptism. Please come forward. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who are here cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Charlie Adams, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Charlie, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen.
And now, meet Charlie, your new littlest brother in Christ.
Hi. William Joseph, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. William Joseph, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, okay. Here we are. Got him?
William? Hi, baby. And please welcome William Joseph, another little brother in Christ. It's all for you.
Rosemary. Rosemary, man. Oh, I know you don't want to wake up. Wow. What a treat. What a treat, huh? Rosemary Wren, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Rosemary Wren, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever.
Amen.
Amen.
She's awake now. This is your new little sister, Rosemary, in Christ.
Well, God says there are a bunch of keepers, so we certainly applaud that. Okay. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon these, your servants, the forgiveness of sin and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them inquiring and discerning hearts, the courage to will and to persevere, and the spirit to know and love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you. All right, now let's do it verbally, okay? We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified. Proclaim his resurrection and share with us in his eternal priesthood. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Good morning. Some of you may not know me. My name is Carl Saxton. I'm the new curate here at St. John's Cathedral. I've been with you all for exactly 2 weeks now. So I have a few announcements. I also want to welcome any visitors who are among us. You're very welcome here at St. John's if you're with us for the first time or maybe visiting for the second time. Take a minute, if you will, to fill out the visitor newcomer card found in front of you in the pew. That way we'll know more about you. I'd like to say a happy, happy Father's Day to all the fathers we have with us. So let's say happy Father's Day. We wish you a blessed and joyful day. We want to remind you to join us, if you can, for breakfast every Sunday during the summer at 9 o'clock in the morning. And after breakfast, there will be classes for all ages. If you look in your bulletin there, you'll see there's lots more details about that. Want to remind you also that we have ordinations to the priesthood here this afternoon. At 5 o'clock, two people will be ordained to the Sacred Order of Priests. A reminder that you can now donate to the Altar Flower Fund online. So you just go to the website and follow the link and find the donation form for altar flowers. Join us also on Wednesday evenings during the summer for a variety of classes. We do them between 6 and 8 p.m., and there's lists of those classes in your bulletin. There will be an open house at Larry Shugart's to benefit the choir's pilgrimage on Saturday, June 28th. More details also in your bulletin. And the choir will be selling tickets after today's service. Remember that Vacation Bible School is Sunday, July 13th through Thursday, July 17th for children from pre-K to 6th grade. There's also details in your bulletin for that. And registration forms are available in the back of the sanctuary. Is Helen Brown with us this morning? No? Well, even though she's not here, we want to wish her a happy birthday. She's celebrating her 92nd birthday this week. And I'm sorry that she's not with us, but we'll be having birthday cake in Talaferro Hall after the service. Now walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
galaxy suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth our island calls.
By your will, they were created and have their being.
From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race, and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Prophets and sages, you reveal your righteous law. And in the fullness of time, you send your only son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace.
By his blood we reconcile us, by his wounds we are healed.
And therefore we praise you, joining the voice of heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those who we have looked to you and hope, to proclaim it in your glory and your unending.
lot of goods.
Thank you.
name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we shall share one bread, one heart. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And in memory of all of our fathers, I ask God to bless you and to bless our grandfathers and all of those who care for us in this life. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you forever. Amen. Amen.
Alleluia! Alleluia! Let us go forth in the name of Christ.